We talk a lot about productivity in the online entrepreneurial space, which is great for me because that's what I do. I help online entrepreneurs get it done. But so many conversations that I have with online entrepreneurs, they confuse busy with actual productivity. So in today's episode, I'm going to break down my three-part formula for ultimate productivity so that you can stop spinning your wheels and actually get stuff done. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Goal Get It podcast. I'm your host, Erin Hayworth. You're in the right place if you're an online women entrepreneur who is tired of constantly hustling, but you're still not reaching those big business and life goals. Each week, I'll share effective strategies for building, running, and up-leveling your profitable business, productivity hacks to help you maximize your limited time and energy, and some guidance on exactly how to tailor all that advice specifically to you and your business so you can start taking action on it immediately. So, are you ready to dive in? Productivity is often misunderstood. It's usually attributed as doing more. I've had lots of different conversations with lots of different people and lots of different industries in the online business world. And when I've had those conversations and I ask them what they think about productivity, they say one of two things. One, that it's something that they are striving for, but they don't know how to get there. Or two, productivity is not what they want because they don't want to work all the time and hustle 24/7. We have this idea that a productive person is the ultimate creation machine or the ultimate get it done machine or robot or something like that. And that idea has led to this broken concept of what it actually means to be productive. So before I kind of jump into the three-part formula for how to be ultimately productive, we have to define what productivity truly is. So what is real productivity? Well, productivity is actually a measure of getting results based on the resources utilized. So those resources might be things like money, time, labor, effort, energy, cognitive bandwidth, right? So when you think about that, it's what are the results? What is the performance? What is the output, the outcome for the amount of resources and the level of resources that kind of went into it? So if you think about it like a machine, if you put 3 units of energy into the machine and you get 10 units of productivity or whatever the results are that you're actually looking for, then that's a measure of productivity. Now, the interesting thing happens when you start to compare different ways of being. And that's what I do. That's what I do as a productivity strategist and a goals coach is I help people see, okay, what are they currently doing? How is that working for them? What are the results that they're getting for the amount of time, energy, cognitive bandwidth, money that they are putting in? And can we get better results for the same amount of energy or the same amount of resources or even less resources? So that's what productivity truly is. So it's about how to get the best possible outcome for the least amount of resources utilized, okay? That is a necessary understanding in order to really start to dive into this three-part formula for ultimate productivity, because if you think productivity is just getting more done, then this formula is probably not going to make more sense. But if you have the understanding that productivity is about getting the best possible outcome for the least amount of resources, then the next three things that I'm getting ready to say make a lot of sense, okay? So what is the three-part formula? The three-part formula is focused, aligned action. That's number one. Number two is proper energy management. And number three is rest and relaxation. If you add all those things together, then you're going to get your optimum productivity, your ultimate productivity. Okay? So I want to break each one of these things down because I have talked at length. I mean, this is the 74th episode of this podcast. So I've actually talked at length about each one of these different pieces of the puzzle, but this is the first time that I'm really putting it all together in this kind of container. So I'm going to be referencing lots of different episodes. So if you're not driving while you're listening to this, go ahead and grab a pen and a piece of paper and just jot down. I'm going to be giving you episodes for different things as it comes to these particular three aspects. And so you can actually dive deeper and go back and listen to previous episodes that I'm going to reference to go even deeper on each of these three things. Okay. So let's start with focused aligned action. Focused aligned action is actually probably the most familiar imperative piece of the productivity pie, right? It's the one that you are probably the most familiar with. It is the doing, the moving forward, the taking action, the hustle, if you will. Although I feel like that word has a very charged meaning at this point. But regardless of all of that, I want to go ahead and put this out there. It's not just action that you're taking. It is focused aligned action because it's very specific. It's very specific in that it is focused aligned action, meaning that what you are doing is working towards a very specific end game with as little fluff and distraction as possible, which means that you leverage your limited resources to get the best results. Again, going back to that definition of productivity. Now, I will go ahead and say this doesn't mean that you don't make mistakes or fail or screw up or backtrack or change course. That is all part of the game of entrepreneurship. And yes, even this game of life, right? But in taking focused aligned action, in really honing this piece of the productivity formula, you're making sure that you are being smart and strategic about the action that you are taking. That is absolutely key. And that means making sure that you are working for what matters to you, that you are making a concentrated effort to get there, to get to the lifestyle, to get to the vision that you have for yourself, that you are utilizing and integrating new information, and yes, even pivoting when necessary. So here's a few resources. Here's a few deeper dives on how do you up the focused aligned action game, right? If you don't know where you're going, how do you know how to get there? There's lots of quotes that I could pull out, but you get the idea, right? There is nothing worse than spending time, effort, and energy working towards something and then realizing it isn't all it's cracked up to be. Whenever I start working with a client or a student in one of my programs or even whenever I do a strategy session, we always start with the vision. And we use that to set goals and to create a plan for the focused, aligned action to take. Starting with vision and regularly checking in with that vision. Whenever I'm talking about vision, I'm talking about what is it that you actually want your life to look like in 5-10 years? What is it you're actually trying to create? You're putting your goals into context that way so that you're more likely to actually move forward. Like you know what you're working for and why, and you know where you're going. Starting with that vision, checking in with that vision regularly can be a time saver. And I actually go way deeper into this in episode number 63, which is entitled How a Clear Aligned Vision Saves You Time. So go take a listen to that episode if you feel like you need to either cast your vision or kind of check back in with it. So the natural next step after knowing what your vision is and what it is that you're trying to create is to create an action plan. So this is all still under focused aligned action, by the way. And it's because one of the most common questions I get asked is, what do I do next? What should I do next? And the way that it happens is an entrepreneur will come to me and say that they want to launch a podcast or write a book or create a course on the way to that vision. Like they've cast the vision. They're like, but what do I do next? They know that there are some things that they need to do, but they don't know what to do in what order. They don't know how to spend their limited time and energy and resources to get the best return, to make sure that they're actually moving toward what it is that they actually want without wasting resources. So this is where actually making a plan, and this is the second part of every single time I work with a client or a student or in a strategy session, where making a plan can help guide you and give you direction and an opportunity to try some stuff out. And I go over exactly like the step-by-step on how to create your action plan in episode 64, which is called Creating an Action Plan That Works. Now, I will go ahead and tell you I know there are people who are on the planning train. They're like, that's great, awesome, amazing. And then there are also those people that are like, why plan? Nothing ever goes to plan. I will go deeper into this in episode 64, so go take a listen to that. But just because you have it written down doesn't mean it's going to go exactly to plan. So I want you to erase that idea from your head that because you make a plan that everything has to go to plan. It's not going to go to plan. That's not the purpose of a plan, okay? So if you were kind of one of those skeptical people that are like, planning, blah, making a plan, that's silly. Know that I see you, I hear you, and I promise this episode and this concept of creating an action plan is still helpful, okay? Episode 64, creating an action plan, that works. Finally, in this talking about focus aligned action, I want to discuss motivation or the inspiration to keep moving forward, right? Because hustle, discipline, and willpower are all great ideas and they make for really awesome little quote cards in bro marketing, but they aren't sustainable as a strategy to really keep moving forward. They're just not. And you know this because there has been a time in your business or in your life when you have gotten really excited about something, you've really started moving forward on it, and then all of a sudden you're just like, I'm not motivated to do this anymore. My willpower has run out. I don't want to be disciplined anymore. I'm just not a disciplined person. Like all of those things. I know you've said those things to yourself. Relying on willpower, relying on discipline, relying on just constant hustle is not sustainable as a strategy to keep moving forward because they each have their limits. Willpower, discipline, and hustle have their limits. So I actually created an entire episode just for you on how to make your own motivation to make sure you are able to keep going when it gets hard, when it gets difficult, when you don't want to. And I'll be honest, I take a bit of an unconventional approach in this episode. So go check out episode 31 entitled Making Your Own Motivation. Okay, so that is the first of the three pieces of productivity pie, basically. The ultimate productivity formula is focus aligned action. The second piece is energy management. So energy management has been a bit of a buzzword in the entrepreneurial space for a bit now and for really good reason. Harnessing the energy that you have and leveraging it can massively, massively up-level your productive output on a daily and weekly basis, meaning that you get better results for the same or less effort. Does that sound familiar, right? Sounds like the definition of true productivity, right? It's exactly what it is. So energy management is basically exactly what it sounds like. You are managing your own energy. And you might also know this as stamina. But in the world of entrepreneurship, this term is mainly used to plan and manage your work and your productivity around your energy levels rather than ignoring your energy levels altogether. And it works in tandem with other management techniques like time management, project management, task management to help you get more done, get better results for the same or less resources. However, part of that definition I feel like is incomplete because a large part of energy management also inherently has to do with not only leveraging and harnessing the energy you already have, but actually optimizing your energy so you have more of it to use. So it's not just about, oh, I have a fixed level of energy every single day, but it's also about how can I increase the amount of energy I have available, right? It's a kind of a two-pronged fork there. So if you're busy, if you're running the 24/7 hustle race, sprinting toward the finish line, here's what's going to happen. You're going to run out of steam much, much faster than if you moved forward strategically, resting and recharging and refilling those energy levels when it made sense, right? It's about knowing your rhythms, knowing your energy rhythms and how to manipulate them so that you can have the best possible chance of using energy when you have it and not trying to waste time when you don't. And the reason for that is running a business and living your life, it's not a sprint. It's not like we're not getting out of here alive. This is it's never done. It's never over. And so you need to figure out how to do things sustainably rather than this sprint, puke kind of a thing. And what I mean by that is go really, really hard until you make yourself sick and then take 2 or 3 weeks to recover, right? It's much more effective and productive to kind of create this hustle and coast rhythm to where you're actually using your energy stores properly and restocking them in a really smart and strategic way. In case you weren't aware of this, energy ebbs and flows. There are low energy and high energy times, and you can leverage those ebbs and flows because not all tasks are created equal, right? Not all tasks require the same level of cognitive bandwidth, the same amount of time, the same amount of money, the same amount of any other resources that you have. Some require more physical energy than others. Some require more intellectual energy than others, emotional energy, right? For example, you might feel really energetic or creative in the early or mid-morning and then kind of have a slump in the afternoon, maybe after eating or after pushing your brain all day. And then you have a burst of social energy in the late afternoon, early evening. This is what part of energy management is, understanding your rhythms, being curious about it, and learning how to leverage and optimize that energy and those energy levels. So it's also worth mentioning, by the way, that in addition to kind of those daily ebbs and flows that I just explained, there's also weekly and monthly ebbs and flows. And I talk about this in a few different episodes as well. So I'm going to kind of give you a few resources with how to start managing your energy really, really well. So here are a few episodes that you can check out. A great place to start is the Entrepreneur's Energy Trifecta, which I actually dive really deep into in episode 34. So there are a lot of little things that can help you increase the amount of energy that you have to utilize to grow your business and to do life. But in my experience and in my research, it really starts with three super simple things. And I go over each of those three things in great detail in episode 34, which is entitled The Entrepreneur's Energy Trifecta. And if you're curious and in need of a little bit of inspiration whenever it comes to energy management and how to do that in your life, I actually share some of my own energy management habits and routines in episode 36. So go check that one out too. Finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about work-life balance whenever it comes to energy management, because work-life balance is always a big topic. It's always a big topic whenever I start talking about women who want to have it all and do it all, right? They want a family. They want a fulfilling relationship. They want a career that they love or a business that supports them, hobbies that light them up, and the energy that goes along with all of that. But if we are being honest, I think work-life balance is BS. And in episode 66, so this one wasn't too long ago, but in episode 66, I actually break down why I think work-life balance is BS and a better way to truly be able to focus on all those different things that you want to have and that you really want in your life and in your business. So go check out episode 66, which is entitled Why I Won't Tell You to Strive for Balance. Okay, so we have two pieces of the formula so far. We have focused aligned action and we have proper energy management. The third and final piece of that pie is rest and relaxation. Now, rest and relaxation is different than energy management. It can be part and parcel, but I think it's a totally separate piece that needs its own discussion. So it's so often seen as something that you have to earn after hard work. Like, oh, I did this thing. I deserve to rest. I deserve vacation. I deserve to lay in a hammock and relax. But in reality, this is part of the work. That rest and relaxation is what allows your mind and body and spirit the chance to refuel so that you can take that focused aligned action and so you can manage your energy well. Now, I really recently have dealt with several weeks in a row that felt really chaotic and uncertain. And that led to my feeling on the verge of burnout. I felt uninspired and I really just wanted to spend time playing in my garden, keeping my home tidy, you know, going in and organizing closets and drawers and things like that, and working on some like home improvement projects or organizing projects or things like that that I could control the outcome on. And in all of that, while I was dealing with feeling uninspired and feeling like I wasn't sure what all I was doing this for, and feeling like I was kind of just screaming into the abyss, on top of that, I felt like a bit of a failure and a fraud because I was burning out and I wasn't wanting to work on my business. And that's exactly what I teach others to avoid. And so I started having very specific feelings about it. And I'll be the first to admit it was my ego for sure, kind of getting into it. Like, what are people going to think if I'm the one burning out? Like all this other stuff, right? You go into a spiral. The truth is, I'm not an imposter. I'm not a fraud. I'm not a failure. I just wasn't taking my own medicine. I knew, and I still know, that if I wanted to get out of the spiral of burnout, I had to give myself some space and slow down. So if this resonates, if you are along these same lines, I really want to invite you to check out episode number 72, which is called Slow Down to Achieve Your Goals. Because I go so much deeper into how slowing down is actually beneficial and can help you shave hours, days, weeks off of the amount of time that it would take if you just tried to push through and instead you take some time to slow down, rest, and relax. Okay, give yourself that space. Another resource that I really want to tell you about has to do with how to make an impact without neglecting yourself, right? Because I've been in community with and chatted with and worked with so many incredible women who want to create this amazing impact with their business while also showing up and serving their family and friends well too. I mean, that's kind of what we mean whenever we say we want to have it all. But what usually ends up happening is that these incredible women, and I've been guilty of this as well, focus on those around them, those that they're serving so much that their own physical and mental health gets neglected. Their spiritual needs go completely unmet, and the feeding of their own soul through having some friggin' fun is basically non-existent. Because we have this idea, and we've been so conditioned to think that if there isn't enough to go around, energy, time, whatever it is, we have to make sure everyone else is taken care of first, because that's the quote-unquote selfless, noble thing to do. But I'll be honest, that is keeping so many women entrepreneurs playing small and burning out. I will be transparent in the fact that I still deal with this and have to come out of this and talk myself out of this. Like, oh, Erin, you've got to take care of yourself first. So in episode 41, which is entitled Making an Impact Without Making Yourself a Martyr, I bust down the myth that in order to serve others, you have to put yourself on the back burner. And I also share what to do instead to make sure that doesn't become, or doesn't continue to be, I guess, your norm. So that is the three-part ultimate productivity formula: focus, aligned action, proper energy management, and rest and relaxation. I gave you amazing resources from this podcast, additional episodes to go and listen to, but I also want to give you one more little piece of the puzzle, because I like to end each and every episode with an action step that you can take right now to help you move forward and begin to implement the advice, the strategies, the tips, the tricks, all the things that I'm sharing in each and every episode. So here's your action step for this episode. I want you to take a minute to really check in with how productive you feel like you truly are using the productivity definition I shared at the beginning of this episode. Then I want you to identify which aspect of the ultimate productivity formula could use your attention right now. Focus, aligned action, proper energy management, or rest and relaxation. And then depending on which one you decided, now all three might need work, but decide which one needs the most work. And then depending on which one you decided, go and check out the recommended episodes for that key piece of the formula. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to check out the Goal Get It podcast. If you never want to miss an episode, hit subscribe to make sure you're the first to get your new episode every single week. And if you'd like to connect outside your headphones, head on over and send me a DM at miss.erin.hayworth on Instagram. I can't wait to chat with you more. Chat soon.